Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe.
We've looked at Scripture, and we've talked about how hearing God's voice is not just for special Christians, it's for all Christians. Jesus said in John 10:27, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me." Revelation 2:7 says, "Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches." So God is always speaking, but our job, our part, is to learn how to listen, to learn how to pay attention, because God wants to communicate with us. And over the last few weeks, we've talked about some great men of God who learned how to listen. We talked about how Samuel learned how to say, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." We talked about how Elijah learned to hear the delicate whispering voice of God. And we talked about how Moses learned to see God in powerful ways like the burning bush. If you missed any part of the series, you can go back and listen to it on the podcast. But today I want to talk to you. I want to tell you about a young man who learned to listen as God spoke to him through dreams. God can speak to us in many ways, and one of the ways he speaks to us is through dreams. If we automatically discount dreams as silly or insignificant, we may be missing something very important. It's true that some dreams might just be your mind offloading some stuff that you picked up during the week. But Scripture also shows us that some dreams can carry a message from God. How many people in this room have had a dream before? John Paul Jackson taught that dreams are God's night parables, written in a symbolic language of the Spirit. God may use a dream to communicate something we might otherwise resist or overlook. God may use a dream to communicate something we might not see in our regular waking hours, but the Lord works in mysterious ways, and throughout Scripture, he sometimes works through dreams. And I want to take you to Genesis 37, and in Genesis 37, we see 17-year-old Joseph. It says, "Joseph, a young man of 17, was tending the flocks with his brothers." And I want to tell you that you're never too young. You're never too old to hear God's voice. Samuel was just a boy. Joseph was a teenager. Moses was an 80-year-old man when he encountered God at the burning bush. God can speak to you at any age. Age neither qualifies you nor disqualifies you from hearing God's voice. Can I say that again? Age neither qualifies you nor disqualifies you from hearing God's voice. God is looking for people who have ears to hear. Jesus chose young men to travel with him and learn to hear his voice. God has used people of all ages. He's used men. He's used women, powerful women like Esther, like Deborah. So don't disqualify yourself for what God has qualified you for. When you came to Christ, you received spiritual ears. The question is, are you using those ears? And how often are you using those ears? And are you fine-tuning your ability to listen? I want to go back to Joseph. He was 17. He has a father who loves him dearly. He has brothers who are intensely jealous of him and are beginning to think maybe we'll be better off without him. And in the middle of all that, God speaks to Joseph through a dream. There's a lot of things going on, right? But I want to give you a few important things that you need to know about dreams, and these are principles that will help you navigate your dreams. Number one, dreams can be symbolic. Dreams are often not meant to be taken at face value. Joseph had a dream which he and his brothers are binding sheaves of grain, and Joseph's sheaves stand as upright, and other sheaves gather around it and bow down. Right? Genesis 37, 7. We were binding sheaves of grain out in the field, and suddenly my sheaf rose and stood upright while your sheaves gathered around mine and bowed down to it. So the dream was highly symbolic. The sheaves represented Joseph and his brothers. Joseph was not being told that literal bundles of grain would one day bow down to each other. God was communicating something through symbols. Sometimes a dream may be straightforward and mean exactly what it appears to mean. But oftentimes I find dreams contain symbols that we need to interpret, and there are at least two different kinds of symbolism that we should pay attention to. Number one, biblical symbolism. First and foremost, there's images such as fire or water or a crown or a lion or a lamb or the devil or an angel or a demon or a door or the heavens that have significance symbolically. There also can be, second thing, personal symbolism. A person in a dream can represent a guide, a teacher, a relationship, a season. A location can have personal meaning to you, a school, a house, a church. A father or mother can represent something. A spouse or a child can represent something. When you dream, look for both biblical and personal symbolism. Because many times dreams are symbolic. For Joseph, the first dream came through a picture of sheaves of grain. Just because a dream includes a particular person does not necessarily mean that dream is literally about that exact person. If someone dies in a dream, it doesn't necessarily mean a literal death. It could be symbolic of the end of a season or the ending of someone. It could be a spiritual death. If you're getting into a car or plane in a dream, it might not be a literal car or plane. It might be symbolizing a vehicle that gets you from one place to another. God often uses symbols. As Christians, we should grow in our understanding of biblical symbolism, and we should also grow an understanding of what different things mean to us. If you don't slow down and you don't take time to pray and meditate on God and kind of unwind from the day, you're not going to know yourself to know what different people mean to you and what different places and what things mean to you. So number one, dreams can be symbolic. Number two, dreams can be prophetic. The second thing that we learn from Joseph's dream is that it was a prophetic picture of what was going to eventually happen. Joseph's dream was a prophetic word to him and his family, given in the form of a dream. God was showing Joseph a picture of where his story was going. Sometimes God is going to give you a prophetic picture in a dream. The meaning will be wrapped in symbolism, but the dream can give you a glimpse of what God is preparing to do in your life, in your future. And this is one reason it's so important to hold on to those moments when God speaks to you, even through dreams. Write it down. Write it down. The farther you get away from that dream, one day, 2 days, 3 days, you'll start forgetting things. So immediately write it down. Remember we talked about my challenge for you to buy a journal? This is the one reason it's so important to hold on to those moments. Remember it. Life is sometimes going to be tough. Anybody ever experienced tough moments in life? Sometimes you go through difficulty or you go through tragedy. You go through moments of transition. And so in those moments, you need something hopeful to hold on to. You need a word from God that will keep you anchored and keep your hope alive as you walk through the storm. Imagine Joseph in slavery and then in prison. Those dreams had not yet come to pass, but they gave him an anchor. They gave him a picture that was bigger than his present circumstances. Sometimes to get you through to the place that you need to go, God has to give you a dream or a word that's full of hope to anchor you in difficult seasons. You'll need that word to keep your hope alive. And so the word of God gives you strength to walk through the storm. The word of God gives you an anchor of hope while you walk through adversity. Joseph was, watch this, 17 when the journey began, and he was 30 when Pharaoh elevated him into leadership in Egypt. Think about that for a second. Genesis 41, 46, Joseph was 30 years old when he entered the service of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. So he walked 13 years of difficulty, adversity, betrayal, false accusation, confinement, before the dream began to unfold in a visible way. Just because something doesn't happen immediately doesn't mean it's not going to happen. One word from God can change your perspective. If God gives you a glimpse of what's on the other side, you can find strength to endure what you're walking through right now. For someone else, slavery or prison might have completely broken them, but for Joseph, he had a word of God that anchored him. He had a dream. He had something prophetic, a prophetic picture, and he could look past his difficulty, past his trauma, and believe that his story was not over. A glimpse of God's future can give you strength to persevere. A glimpse of God's future, this is why you need to be writing down your dreams, writing down the words that God gives you. Why? Because a glimpse of God's future can give you strength to persevere. Number three, dreams can be repetitious. The third thing we can learn from Joseph's dreams is repetition, repetition, repetition. Repetition is the best teacher, right? And God oftentimes will use repetition. Even with dreams, God will repeat what he's saying. Joseph did not just receive one dream, he received two dreams, a second dream, a confirmation of the first dream. This time, Genesis 37, 9 said he had another dream and he told it to his brothers. Listen, I had another dream, and this time the sun and the moon and the 11 stars were bowing down to me. If you understand the symbolism, you can see that the second dream carries the same central message as the first, but God communicated it in a different picture. Repetition is one of the ways that God confirms something. Even if God gives a prophetic word, then God gives somebody else that gives a confirmation, or you hear something on TV that confirms the prophetic word that God gave you earlier. God is always speaking repetitiously so that we can have a confirmation that that's what he's saying. Does that mean that every message from God must be repeated in exactly the same way? No, but God keeps bringing the same theme back if you'll pay attention. If God starts giving you dreams that continue taking you to the same central theme, he's repeating a message he doesn't want you to miss. It was important that Joseph understood that, and leadership was part of what God was preparing in his life, even leadership that would eventually affect his own family. Have you ever had a dream and thought, well, that was strange? Right? And then a week later, a month later, you had a dream that kind of had the same basic message. Then maybe another dream or another way that it was the same basic message. God speaks through repetition. And I'm grateful that he repeats himself, because sometimes we can be hard-headed, we can be slow on the uptake, and we need the message to be repeated. When God keeps returning to the same theme, slow down and listen. When God starts repeating something, slow down and listen. It's important. So number three, right? Number four, timing must be discerned. The fourth thing I want to say about dreams is this: timing has to be discerned. Some things might be immediate, some things might be a far way off. When God gives you a prophetic picture that is to come, one of the biggest questions is often when. When is this going to happen? And sometimes it's that we need to get back in God's presence and ask him, well, what's the timeline on this? Sometimes we have a clear picture on it. Sometimes we may have just a vague understanding. It's in this season or it's in the next season that God is going to move in this way. When you begin to receive dreams and pictures or snapshots of what God may be communicating, the next question should be, Lord, what is the timeline? For Joseph, this dream began a long journey. The dream was real, but the fulfillment was not immediate. The fulfillment, 13 years off. Think about that. He gave him a dream. It comes to pass exactly how the message was, but it was 13 years later. Do you have the patience to wait? To wait on God? We can sing about waiting on God, but actually waiting on God is something different. Sometimes there's a process between the revelation and the realization. If you can understand this in your faith walk, sometimes there is a process between the revelation and the realization. I can't tell you how many times God gave me a picture, a snapshot, a word, an instruction, a strategy, and it didn't happen immediately. I started getting in there and plugging away and doing my part, but it didn't happen immediately. Why? Because there's a process. So don't confuse revelation with immediate fulfillment. If you have to learn how to wait on God. Number five. It's the last one I'm going to give you about dreams. They can be warnings. Dreams can be warnings. We know that dreams can be symbolic. They can be prophetic. They're oftentimes repeated. Timing has to be discerned. But the last thing is that sometimes dreams are warnings. Sometimes God may warn you in a way that protects your life or protects your family or protects you from losing your job or a relationship or protects your future. Since we're talking about Joseph, let me jump to another Joseph and tell you that after Jesus was born, God gave Joseph, the earthly father of Jesus, a dream that would save his life. Matthew 2:13, it says, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph. What? How did he appear to him? In a dream. Get up, he said. Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. That dream was a warning. And Joseph listened. Thank God. He took the whole family down to Egypt. Sometimes God may warn us to don't get in that relationship. Amen. Can I say that again? Don't get in that relationship. Don't take that job. Be careful. Don't go there. Be careful in this season. Be careful that you don't fall into temptation. Have you ever had a dream that felt like a warning? Sometimes the warning itself may be symbolic. When you sense that God may be warning you, don't ignore that. Stop, pray, pay attention. Stop, pray, pay attention. I love some of the reports that I've been having, some of the conversations, people saying, Pastor, I've been listening. Pastor, God's been speaking. Pastor, I've been doing some stuff I hadn't done in a while because I hear God saying some things to me. My great-grandmother once had a dream about a car accident, and that same week, her older teenage son asked to go to the beach with his friends, and she told him that he could not go. How many have ever told a teenager, you can't do something? Yes and amen. He was upset, but he chose to honor his mother's wishes, and those friends got into that car, and they got into a car accident later that same day, and none of them survived. Car flipped over. It was tragic. But there was a mother that listened to a prophetic warning. Parents, pay attention when God sends you a message. He may be warning you about something that could save your family. Sometimes God will give you a warning that will keep you safe or keep your marriage safe or keep a child safe. Listen to somebody say, listen to the dreams God gives you. God wants to speak to his people, all of his people, not just special people, not just people that have titles, not just people that preach. Jesus said, my sheep listen. My sheep are listening. Those that have ears to hear, hear what God is saying. Sometimes God speaks in the quiet moments. Sometimes he speaks in the loud burning bush moment. Sometimes it's the delicate whispering voice. Sometimes it's through a circumstance. Sometimes it's through a dream. And sometimes those dreams are symbolic. Sometimes they carry a warning. Sometimes it's a prophetic snapshot. Sometimes God is giving the same message over and over. There's a reason for that. And sometimes the biggest thing we need to do is discern the timing. There's something in every season God wants to speak to us. My prayer is that we would hear his voice, however he speaks, whenever he speaks, that we would learn to listen.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.